I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Good morning, Dr. Kevin Most, courtesy of Northwestern Medicine Impact Every Day. And by the way, when I talk to Dr. Most off the air, I have to refer to him that way as well.
I like when you do that. I mean, just
I'll call
just
Kevin
golf course when it, you know.
Yeah, I'll call Dr. Most on his mobile phone, and I'll go, "Is this Dr. Most, courtesy of Northwestern Medicine Impact Every Day?" It's not awkward at all. So Andrea's tired today. Let's talk a little fatigue, shall we?
You know, I am surprised all of you guys aren't tired. I mean, I just talked with Mary before we got on the air. You know, she goes to bed at 11 and gets up at 3.
We're talking about Sandberg here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, do the math. That's 4 hours of sleep.
Well, she's busy planning a wedding that I'm not invited to, and that takes some time.
Well, maybe if you helped her plan it, you'd be invited.
That's a good idea. The wedding planning is a special.
That's your strong point.
It is one of my many. Yeah, it's certainly not golf. All right, so listen, everybody gets up on a Monday morning and they probably feel a little less good than they might the rest of the week. But in general, have we ever been more fatigued?
No, you know, and it's such an extremely common problem that people have. You know, you can't tell me that you haven't had somebody come up to you and say, "I feel exhausted today," or "I feel tired." And so it's very, very common. And there's lots of reasons you can be tired. So the guys on the weekend, you come in on Monday and you're tired, you know, shame on you. That's an opportunity for you to get some rest and, you know, especially on Sunday, get a good night's sleep and get ready for the week. But that's not what happens. You know, a lot of people, it may be something as simple as, "Boy, I didn't sleep well," or "I didn't get enough sleep." But there's a lot of other causes for being tired or fatigued.
Yeah, and we've talked about them on the show. We've got sponsors that actually tie into this. You know, you have a bad mattress. You're not sleeping well. That's a fixable situation. You go to bed with the TV on. Those are all bad things. So these are not necessarily physical ailments as much as they are conditions that you put yourself in. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, a lot of it is lifestyle factors, you know, using alcohol at inappropriate times, not enough physical activity. Those are probably some big ones. Lack of sleep, like you said. We had a discussion I was out with my brothers and my sister last night. We talked about mattresses and, you know, the importance of sleep. So that part of it is certainly somewhat that I can say is somewhat easy to correct, although we have big problems and we should have a topic of talk about insomnia sometime in the future. But those are the ones, the lifestyle ones, that you can correct, that you don't need to go see a doctor for.
The physical part of this, we'll get to some of the obvious ailments that keep you from sleeping, but what'd you want to ask, Doc?
I was just going to say, is it possible, people always say, I'm going to catch up on my sleep, so I'm going to go home and take a nap for an hour or so. Is that even possible?
Yeah, you know, catching up on sleep is kind of an interesting concept. You know, the body needs a good 7 hours of rest. That's probably ideal, 7-8 hours of sleep. If you ask most people, they don't get anywhere near that. So to catch up on their sleep, to go take a nap, for some people it's actually, I feel so much more refreshed. The problem is a lot of people who nap then go into this cycle that when it's actually time to go to sleep, they're not tired again.
Yep.
So now they have a tough time falling asleep, and now you've gotten into this vicious cycle. Much better to try to stay up during the entire day and go to sleep at a reasonable hour and catch up your sleep, let the body rejuvenate itself overnight instead of in these small pockets.
Yeah, and I've talked to sleep experts on this show before who have said uniformly that if you sleep 4 hours a night, 5 days of the week, you can't sleep 16 hours on a Saturday and make up for the week, that the body doesn't work that way, right?
Correct. Not like a bank account where you can put that money back in and get, you know, catch up. You can't do that. The body is going to work on its cycle. So the days that you abuse it, you know, what your options are, your choices are to continue to abuse it or to try to change your lifestyle so that you're not in that tired lack of sleep situation.
We'll get to the physical stuff in a second, including snoring. But what about depression and things like that? Did they play a role?
Absolutely. Depression and anxiety and stress are probably the top three that people will find are causing them to be fatigued. Because, you know, you can come in and say, "I'm fatigued." I can look at you and you look totally normal. But we do know that anxiety causes it, depression causes it, and stress. So any of those can definitely cause not only lack of sleep, but also can just give you the sensation of fatigue. And the difficult thing is that some of the medications that we use to treat those conditions actually cause you to be more fatigued. So people are like, "Well, I don't want to take my antidepressant medicine because it makes me tired." And the word to them is, "Hey, take it. because it takes a couple weeks to work. So you're going to be a little bit more fatigued for those first 2-3 weeks, but you're going to feel a whole heck of a lot better after that.
We'll come back and hit those physical ailments in just a second. Before we go to the break, though, on a Monday morning, it always helps to have a story to make you feel good about life. And there's one that came up this weekend. You know, we're talking about Sandberg getting married this week. There's a Pennsylvania bride who made the news this weekend because she had lost her dad a few years ago. He was actually murdered. And he was an organ donor. And amongst his donations were his heart. The man that received this woman's heart walked her down the aisle this weekend. So she had her dad with her. Jenny Stepien is now married. And Arthur Thomas came into Pennsylvania from his home in New Jersey and walked her down the aisle, and she had her dad's heart with her as she walked down the aisle and became bride.
That's a great story.
Isn't that a good story?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, very nice.
Organ donation, we've talked about. Gift of Hope, a great group here. But stories like that make everybody remember. Go online, sign up to be an organ donor. It's important.
647, more with Dr. Kevin Most. Back to Dr. Kevin Most. It's Monday. People are tired. I liked your little scolding there, though, Doc. You know, look, you had all weekend. Why are you tired on a Monday?
Yeah.
We shouldn't just let people be tired on a Monday. We should tell people to rest up on a weekend.
Exactly. Bad start for the week. So.
Please, imagine the shape you're going to be in by Friday. Good Lord, people.
And Sandberg's wedding is this week?
Yeah, you're going, I assume.
Oh, yeah, I'm going. I just wanted to see if you wanted to ride. But
no need. I'm actually not invited.
Okay.
All right, so here's the situation that we need to address in regards to this fatigue issue, and that's the physical side of it, because obviously there are physical manifestations to this as well. Let's start with the big one, snoring. We've never been more aware of something called sleep apnea. For those who aren't, tell them.
Yeah, so sleep apnea is actually periods of time during your sleeping pattern, during your sleep, where you essentially stop breathing. And you can stop for extended periods of time, and then your body eventually tells you, oh my gosh, I've got to breathe, and you end up with this jolt of kind of exactly, whether it's a snore or whether it's because of the decreased oxygen, the brain finally says, hey, you better breathe. So people that have it think they slept okay, because often they're not going to realize that this is going on unless a loved one is sitting next to them in bed going, you stopped breathing for like 20 seconds. Do you know that? So now there's enough science behind it where we can take medications for that. We have machines that help put pressure there so that that portion of your throat doesn't close down and you continue to breathe normally. And although people say, I can't, you know, gosh, I could never sleep with a CPAP machine on or something along those lines, they're making them much better now. And people that do it now get a full night's sleep and they wake up and they're not exhausted. So definitely one that people should look into, the sleep medicine portion of science.
And you never actually get comfortable, restful REM sleep because you don't get there.
Correct.
All right, so that's why you wake up tired after sleeping for what you thought was 8 hours.
Yep.
And the problem for your heart and things is when you're forced to restart, when you jump start your heart like that continuously over and over again, it's very taxing on your heart, right?
Very stressful on your heart, very stressful on your body completely, but very stressful on your heart. Yep.
So, all right. Dave, you had a thought on that?
Well, I have it. And
I was diagnosed with it as well.
Yeah. One course of treatment that has helped me is wearing a mouth guard at night. It's like a football mouth guard,
right?
That it keeps my airway open, and I don't snore, I don't choke at night like
and you
I
feel
used
better
to.
When you wake up.
Yeah, I sleep too well sometimes because I get into REM sleep, which I don't think I did for a long time.
Yeah, if you don't remember your dreams, it's because you never got there.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like dreaming that much.
Right, especially some of the dreams you're having.
Yeah.
But there is a field now called sleep dentistry, right, Doc?
Oh, yeah. Sleep dentistry, I mean, a lot of the pulmonary doctors do sleep medicine. We have family medicine docs do it. We have some psychiatrists that do it. We have pulmonary. We have dental guys that do it. So, yeah, you know, like Dave said, sometimes it's just an appliance that you wear, which is much easier than the CPAP. But see a professional, and they're gonna guide you down the right options for you.
Is there truth to chronic fatigue syndrome? I'm not picking on it. I'm just saying it's something that was kind of looked at funny, like, oh, yeah, get some sleep. Stop saying you have a condition. But I was talking to somebody this weekend about a business acquisition that he was involved with, and the person in the other company ran the company has chronic fatigue syndrome and works out of his home for a couple hours a day, and that's about all he can handle.
Yeah, so chronic fatigue syndrome, the thing that bothers people about chronic fatigue syndrome is there's no test that says you have it. So we look at fatigue and we say, okay, here's the list of all the things that can be caused, that can cause fatigue. And you try to eliminate the ones that are treatable. You know, is it your thyroid? Is it diabetes? Is it, you know, anemia? Is it some of these other issues? And when you knock all those out and then you say, I checked all the things that it can't be, and you still have fatigue along with a couple other symptoms, you fall into this group called chronic fatigue syndrome. For those, sometimes we try antidepressants for a medication for them, but to be honest with you, it's an awful disease. The people that have it feel miserable, and we're doing more and more science on it to say, is it caused by a virus? Is there some reason that it's causing it, that the body is not triggering the right hormones, they're not getting the right amount of sleep, or not getting the right brain function, because it's very frustrating to people that have it.
Sure. So chronic fatigue is just an umbrella term for something that we don't specifically know what it is in general, right?
Correct. After we've eliminated all the bad things that it could possibly cause it, you fall into this other bucket now.
What about mono?
Yeah, so in kids, mono is a great one. You know, the parent that says, my gosh, he's been sleeping so much, I can't believe him. And I know he normally sleeps a lot, but he's sleeping almost 20 hours a day. So that's one where, boy, it's worth getting into the doctor and having him check. Because if it is infectious mononucleosis, a disease caused by the Epstein-Barr virus, common in adolescents, common in college-age kids, we'll stay with you for a month or so. But it's good to know whether you have it, because we want to take those kids out of sports activities because their spleen gets enlarged during this time, and we don't want them to rupture their spleen. So if you have that child who's like, gosh, he's been a little sick with a sore throat, and now he seems like he's sleeping a lot, get into the pediatrician, get into the family doc, and get that checked to make sure that it's not mono.
You could have a thyroid issue. You could have an anemia issue. You could also have diabetes, right?
You can, yeah. I mean, thyroid's probably the more fascinating one. We haven't spoken about it. We can almost do a whole section on. People probably know some individuals who have been hypothyroid or hyperthyroid. You know, the thyroid gland sits in our neck, and it controls a whole bunch of things. Controls our metabolism, controls our body temperature, helps us control our weight. And people that are hypothyroid can feel tired and fatigued. And when they find out and they've had that blood test to show that it's thyroid, and they're put on thyroid medication, they feel 1,000 times better. Amazing. Overnight, how much better you can feel if you can identify that it's thyroid disease and it can be treated.
The best thing to do, of course, is to see your doctor, and they can do a complete workup on probably a simple blood test, I guess, right?
Yeah, there's a few blood tests that we can do that can eliminate quite a few of them. We can do a complete blood count, which knocks out anemia. We can check for diabetes. We can check your thyroid. So a lot of the metabolic ones we can do with some simple blood tests.
I just did that at your recommendation, Doc. So great. We don't have to talk about cholesterol, at least, though, today. So that's
we
thing.
Should reveal your complete results of your blood test. We do that on the air, Doc? Or is there some HIPAA thing you want to cite
for
this?
No, you should have it done, though.
No, I think having the test done, especially the person that's fatigued, because they often want an answer. And if that answer is something that's treatable, great. And if it's not, then you have to start to figure out how you're going to live with it and what changes you can make in your lifestyle, or what changes you can make in your sleep pattern, or what changes you can make in your diet that's going to change how you're going to feel every day.
And obviously, this is all a conspiracy by Starbucks to get people to buy more coffee.
Well, Starbucks could be behind it. That's a good point. I never thought of that.
Yeah, Dr. Evil. Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Impact Every Day. Thank you, my friend.
I'll see you at the wedding. I'll save you a seat.
Okay, great. It's really hurtful.